This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday we were just getting to the good part on justifying the deeds of the damned, talking about how celebrities, friends, the rich and the famous, and the poor, friends, during their funerals, interestingly, how they can go out and do what they want to do, live like the devil all their lives. And for some reason or another, the eulogies and the pastors always give the message that, you know what, heaven can't wait until they get there. We're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Again, talking about justifying the deeds of the damned. And by the way, I want you to hear this too. The Black Pope, Anton LaVey, the author of the Satanic Bible, wrote, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." I want to tell you how it fared for him at the end of his life as well. Yesterday I shared with you about Voltaire. I'm going to go over to Anton LaVey because it's interesting how they do what they want to do their whole lives. And then right before they go into eternity, they begin to realize, wait a second, what have I done? I'll get to that as well, friends. And I'm actually looking forward to this message because I love it. And again, yesterday we were just about, you know, we were just tapping into the good part of the message because I teed up for the whole half hour. So forgive me for my long-winded talks at times, friends, but there's so much that needs to be said. And keep in mind, there's other people out there that are listening that need to hear the things that we're kicking out. It's like when you go into a restaurant, not everybody wants the same thing, right? So you got to give people what they want. When they're eating the bread of life, the Lord knows who needs what, and I want to be yielded to be the one to say it to them on the behalf of the Most High God in Jesus' name. With that said, let's jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And listen again as to what's taking place here in the United States of America. Shock survey. Ready? Shock survey. 59% of Americans support Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's proposal to raise the top tax rate to 70%. Whoa, man, that's crazy. That's a lot of people that really agree with this little rockhead, right? You know, folks, anybody wonder why we have an Ilhan Omar? Or why we had a Barack Hussein Obama or a Nancy Pelosi? Or a Dianne Feinstein or a Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Anybody understand what's going on here? This is a judgment upon a people that refuse to take heed to his word. If you don't want to listen to his word, then you're going to listen to the baser sort, 1 Kings 13:33. That's what's happening here. By the way, I got a question for you concerning what I'm talking about on this, survey, the shock survey. 59% of Americans support this woman's proposal to raise the top tax rate to 70%. Hey, America, I got a question for you. Who told you that? The very media that you don't believe told you that. And see how they work, friends? They put the lie out there and they want the people to drink the Kool-Aid. They want the people to take the bait so they can reel them in and implement their unconstitutional, illegal, communistic, totalitarian, authoritarian agendas on the American people by force. This is baloney, friends. But this is how it works. The 59%, these polls, friends, where do they take these polls? I remember when they voted, a poll was taken across America, we were told, where the majority of the people actually voted in favor of labeling Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton as the most admired people in the country. Really? Hey, America, who told you that? Who told you that? Remember, the tactic is cause the enemy, which you are, America, to those that want to rule this country. Cause the people in this country to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. And the fact of the matter is, again, I don't want to be used fighting against God's judgment upon a nation. But so you know, you are being lied to every step of the way. Okay? This poll is a joke. It's been conjured up by a bunch of ill-designing men. Period. Period. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, taking it to another base resort. We have Ilhan Omar, who was just placed on Foreign Affairs Committee. Listen to this. I went to an Islamophobia meeting at the local college in November, I believe was the month. It could have been early December as well. When I went there to see Ilhan Omar, by the way, the New World Order monkeys are putting her up. And also keep in mind, friends, it's your government that is putting these people into place. Your country, friends, is being handed over to a bunch of people that need to conquer your country. It's happening today. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read it when you get a moment. Leviticus 26, verse 15, 16, 17. Read it on going on to the very end of the chapter. But on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have the Muslim rep, Ilhan Omar, with a place on Foreign Affairs Committee. Isn't that amazing how this is just happening? Who's voting her in? Who put her in that position to do that? Now, going back to the time that I was at St. Cloud, at the college, when I went to the Islamophobia meeting, right? Well, guess who the main speaker was? Ilhan Omar, talking about the baser sort again. 1 Kings 13:33. They're appointed. The baser sort are appointed to lower the standard of expectation, to drive that country into the dirt. It's the judgments of God upon a people that refuse to act, is exactly what this is. Folks, when she got up there and started talking, it was like watching a 15-year-old kid in detention talking to one of her friends going, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, it's not because of her intelligence or her intellect that she's been put in such a position. No, what they do, friends, by the way, Time Magazine, I think, made her, they put her on the front page of the paper there again because they want to promote her. They want to puff her up, as they say in the media. And they're going to continuously use her. You want to know why they're using her? And the same thing with this Ocasio or Casio or whatever her name is. Again, sorry, my Spanish is off today, America. The only reason they're putting these girls up here, friends, is because they know that the American people will allow it. They know that the people are going to allow it. They know that the people are going to tolerate it. I just have one question, America. Why are they there? Because the American people tolerate this. Ilhan Omar being placed on Foreign Affairs Committee mysteriously. Mrs. Cortez raising the top tax rate to 70%. How did she get there, friends? How many times do they need to step in it before you finally figure out they mean to destroy your country?
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Dunford from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Couple more friends we're going to cover on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Some of more of the highlights as to what's taking place on within your borders in the United States of America. And I want you to listen to this one, friends, because I was just talking about this yesterday. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, senior DOJ and FBI authorities were told Steele dossier had Clinton origins. Of course. Has anybody paid attention to the fact that every time you go up the flagpole, when it comes to some sort of treasonous act, some sort of heinous crime, you always see at the top of that flagpole either the Clintons or the Bushes or the Obamas? Every single time without fail. Here she is again, friends, committing another crime, being found out for another crime, and yet Donald Trump refuses to prosecute. Refuses to prosecute. Justice guards our liberty, friends. Justice left undone empowers tyranny. Sons of Liberty Media.com, this one angered me big time. We have an innocent Marine. She's a woman. She's a vet. Falsely arrested. You can watch the video where they brutally strip searched her in horrific punishment. The whole time the video is being played out, now it doesn't get detailed, friends, but you can see the gist of what's going on here. The whole time she's saying, please, 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 for 2.5 minutes. Please, please, what are you doing? Folks, they were strip searching her, three women officers. Brutally strip-searching an innocent Marine veteran who was doing absolutely nothing but sitting in her car where a police officer began to illegally harass an individual that she, that police officer, in fact, worked for we the people. He began to take her through the breathalyzer test. Again, she was doing absolutely nothing. She had no violations. She wasn't speeding. She was just sitting there. It escalated from that to her being arrested, being brought into jail, and then strip searched by force by three women. I got a question for you, America. What kind of people would do something like that outside of the fact that those people that commit crimes against the people that they are to work for and on their behalf really like their jobs? They love the pretended authority they have been given to the extreme. They're dangerous people, is what they are. Well, you know what? Ask them why they did what they did to an innocent woman. They'll say, well, we were just doing our job. Just like that of the TSA, who is violating continuously on a daily basis every single American in the United States that goes through the airport, friends, is violated and accused by your own government as you being suspect of a possible terror or an act of terror being committed by you and yours. Every day, ask them why they do what they do. They love what they do. Have you seen the crimes of the TSA, friends, by the way? Oh, my goodness. Theft, drug dealing, drug trafficking, molestation, pedophiles. So for you that go through the airport and you're violated, because you are violated, they have no lawful position to put their hands on you, to put you through a machine that puts radiation through your body to x-ray it. Which, by the way, George Soros is one that invested into those x-ray machines, for those that did not know. Again, there he is, undealt with. Everybody knows who the bad guy is, but they do absolutely nothing. But every single time that you go through the airport, friends, know that you are being violated because it is a violation. And look at those people that are doing their job. You tell me that they're right in their head, because they are not right in their head. They love what they do. Why? Because they have been given a pretended authority. They haven't had to discipline themselves to get that badge to violate you. No, neither have those that actually appointed those to violate your Fourth Amendment. Just think about that. It's all a pretended authority. Going back, by the way, I want you to think about this too. But on the borders, how dare you mandate people that want to come into this country to actually lawfully represent themselves in a process to assimilate into the United States of America. You're being violated, but it's the same representatives in this country that have passed unlawful legislation to violate you at will every time you travel. And it's the same people that are standing back along with the criminal media, the mainstream media, in so many different ways, friends. It is criminal. And accuse you, for those that want, those that come into this country to come in legally, they accuse you of being haters and racists. You need to put two and two together, friends. And it shows you, again, they're not working for you, they're working for a global agenda. Going back to this article, innocent Marine vet falsely arrested, brutally strip searched in horrific punishment, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Watch the video. It's offensive to the up degree. Again, I ask the question, what kind of people do this? Well, the same kind of people that did it during Hitler's Third Reich. That's what kind of people these are. What kind of people are going to go door to door on the behalf of those that mean to violate you? And they want to confiscate your guns. What kind of people are those? I can tell you what kind of people they are. The same kind of people Adolf Hitler had. Same kind of people Joseph Stalin had. Same kind of people Mao Zedong had. And you know what they say when you ask them why they're doing what they're doing? They're saying they're just doing their job. I'm here to tell you they're not doing their job. They're no longer law enforcement. Now they have become agents of the state. Remember during 1944, the Nuremberg trials, friends, almost every single one of them, after they were busted for committing the crimes and mass genocide during Hitler's regime, Keep in mind, they all said they were just doing what they were told to do. Well, wait a second. Didn't you swear to uphold the Constitution of your republic in Germany? Oh, yeah, yeah, but we listened to Adolf. We threw out the Constitution. Okay, well, then you are no longer law enforcement. You are now become an agent of the state. So they say, well, they're just doing their job. Well, I say every one of these people that fall to the fact that they're just doing their job in a violation of the U.S. Constitution, I say that they need to be lawfully dealt with. Every single one of them. Well, you still have the freedom to do so. See, because I'm not so much concerned at this point when they transgress their oath in upholding the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. I don't really care what they have to say once they violate my rights. Because now they crossed the line and they need to be lawfully dealt with. Every single one of them. And you know what that equates to, friends? Me now doing my job. Again, let me say this so you understand. Every one of them that violates their constitutional oath in upholding the Constitution against all enemies, that have the audacity to stand back and expect that you're stupid enough to believe that they can go ahead and violate their own oaths, every one of them need to be lawfully dealt with, every single one of them. And when we lawfully stand up and lawfully deal with them, lawfully, friends, now we're doing our jobs. You understand? Now we're doing our jobs. And what Americans need to do and understand that it's way beyond the call, friends. It's way beyond what our forefathers ever subjected themselves to. Ever. And when I watch this kind of stuff coming from people that are entrusted by we the people to enforce the law and to sit there and violate a veteran that did absolutely nothing, and then you ask them, why did you do what you did? Well, we were just told to. Do you know what your oath entails? Do you know what you said when you raised your right hand to God and man and saying, I swear to God and man that I will uphold the Constitution? You violated that. Now you need to be lawfully dealt with by we the people. By we the people. Because then they understand that we're doing our job. And I want to say something, friends, on the behalf of this last report where they violated this innocent Marine and strip searched her in jail illegally. How's that working out for you? How's that lawsuit working out for you? Hey, friends, we're beginning to see people get it across the country that are standing up and they're saying, no more, we're going to take it back because we're tired of the tyranny in the United States of America. Praise God. I praise God for every single one of you. When thy judgments are in the earth, O Lord, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Amen.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is still saying that there's a possibility that he could declare a national emergency on the U.S.-Mexico border. At the White House today, President Trump said he would wait to see, though, what Congress can do first.
On February 15th, the committee will come back. And if they don't have a wall, I don't even want to waste my time reading what they have.
And as far as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying there will be no border funding,
she's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work.
The extreme weather across the Midwest is now responsible for at least 10 deaths. Forecasters say temperatures will begin to warm up gradually over the next 24 to 36 hours. But for these folks, that's not soon enough.
The wind chill's probably the worst of it.
And it's like hard to take a breath in. It's affecting my lungs a little bit.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 Television in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's two pages interact one with another. I want to thank my friend Michael Roach for broadcasting our radio program live on his website, Before It's News. With that said, if you'd like to jump over on Facebook, you can. Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, did you hear during the last commercial, did you hear that, friends? Donald Trump is out there speaking to all of those that are marching for life. Hundreds of thousands of Americans. And I praise God for every one of you, by the way, standing up for life, saying no more. You understand the word Protestant, don't you? Protestant. Amen. God be with you, literally. But to have Donald Trump speaking to that group that's protesting his administration, doesn't that kind of contradict everything that's going on out there, folks? You listening to me out in Washington, D.C., are you paying attention to what's going on? You have Donald Trump acting as if he's up there advocating for life, but have you been paying attention, because it was in March of 2018 that Donald Trump fully funded Planned Parenthood? Just last March. This is what I continuously try to pry the eyes open and the ears open of the American people over. What he says and what he does are two different stories. Two different stories. Hey, folks, pay attention to what's happening here. He's up there acting as if he's pro-life, when in fact, behind closed doors, GOP and Trump fully funded Planned Parenthood. Despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday, which was passed by the Republican-led Congress, that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider. This is what I am constantly trying to tell the American people. Constantly. Pay attention to what he says. By the way, that is the word of the Lord. Judge them by their fruits, not by what they say. Sticking to the plan, as promised. Yesterday we were talking about justifying the deeds of the damned. We're changing topics, friends. Justifying the deeds of the damned. We highlighted Anton LaVey, the Black Pope, the founder of the Satanic Church in America. The author of the Satanic Bible, he said, in contrast, direct contrast of the Word of God, God said, thou shalt not, because he loves. But the Satanists say, no, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. This is the whole of the law. No, it is not. But you would think that the American church would understand what God said in contrast to what the Church of Satan said. But yet they act accordingly to the Satanic scripture when it says, do what you want to do, this is the whole of the law, rather than thou shalt not, 10 times over. And he said, this is the first, but the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I want to say this really quick before we start rocking here. Augustine said, the law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. Okay? It's interesting how people, antinomianists, that have no regard for God's moral law, the majority of those people are found in the church. And it's interesting because they'll be the first ones to say, you know what? That law is so condemning. It's so condemning. It's so condemning. Now, let me ask you something. When you say that the law is condemning, I want to tell you, in the New Testament, in Romans 8, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. It's interesting. I'm a Christian, and I love his law. Isaiah 40, verse 8. Read it when you get a moment. Hebrews 8, verse 10. Read it when you get a moment. Hebrews 10. Read it when you get a moment. What's so condemning about God's law? I'm just curious to those that are in Christ Jesus. Romans 3, 31. Read that when you get a moment. Matthew 5, 17. Read that when you get a moment. What's so condemning about God's law? Is it that thou shalt not commit adultery? Is that what's condemning? I mean, because you desire to have someone else's wife or you desire to have someone else's husband? Is that what's so condemning? Well, that's the purpose of the law. It condemns. And if I be a believer in Christ, I'm justified. Okay? Is thou shalt not steal, is that what's so condemning? Because you own a shop and you like to jack up the prices a little bit higher than your neighbor's store, and you know it's not right, but you do it anyways? Well, there is the condemnation right there. Those that love darkness rather than the light. What, do you like to lie a lot? And that law condemns the fact that you like to tell people lies all the time? That's the purpose of the law. And if you don't want somebody doing it to you, then don't do it to them. That is the whole of the law. Love is the interpretation of that law. Just so you know. Just so you know. Justifying the deeds of the damned. Yesterday, I teed up with talking about a woman after watching a documentary. We watched another one last night. And guys, I got to tell you, when I see stuff like this, I always got to get to the bottom of everything. I got to understand it from the start to the finish. I don't know if that's a cursing or a blessing, but I'll tell you what, it's a blessing. It feels like it's a curse to the flesh because of the process, but I'll tell you what, that's how we learn. Obstacles are put there by the most holy God, the most high God, for the very purpose that we might overcome them, friends. That we might learn and grow and going from faith to faith, from glory to glory, growing up in Christ Jesus, right? 2 Peter 3:18, read it when you get a moment. But in this documentary, friends, they started out showing this young woman in her humble beginnings. And yesterday I talked about what a God-given gift, what a voice. and how when she began in a Baptist church on the East Coast, and she used her gift for the glory of God to her credit. Psalm 96:1, at least in the beginning. And then when she got a little older and she graduated from high school, her mom introduced her to the people in New York in the music scene. And then I also took the time to share with you, you know what happens and follows after this, friends. 9 times out of 10, they are then slowly and incrementally sold out. On the behalf of Hollywood's hellish designers, along with their immoral minions who instruct the up-and-comers as to how to win the world, and yet in the end lose their lives and unknowingly lose their souls. Right? That's how they work. That's how they operate. That's what they do. And yet they don't want to hear the Lord saying when he said, what is it for you to win the whole world and yet lose your own soul? But they can hear where Satan said when he tempted Jesus in the wilderness, he was a fool for his pain, if you just bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. He was showing the Lord the world and the kingdoms of the world. And what did Jesus say? That he only worshipped the Lord God. After he rebuked Satan himself. After he rebuked Satan himself. Then we got down to the nitty gritty. That in short, everything the party life had to offer, she quickly adhered to. And how she went from serving Christ to serving the devil in a very short amount of time. And because of the false teachings in the American church, like so many others, she still thought that she was still secure of heaven. She used to sing all the time, Jesus loves me. This I know. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. Well, let me ask you something, friends. And by the way, if you'd like to call and tell me right now. I want to see it in the Word of God. 1-866-582-9933. Where did Jesus ever say he loved anybody? With his mouth. 1-866-582-9933. Jesus loves me. This I know because the Bible tells me so. Right? Yeah. How did he show his love? He showed his love on the cross. Here in his love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us. And the Father sent his Son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world. Whoa, it's always a demonstration. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Yet where was the demonstration of love? On Calvary. How did he say, I love you? By the way, action speaks a lot louder than words. He spoke a lot louder by what he did on Calvary than any man can with his mouth. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brethren. What did he do on the cross? It's exactly what he did. How did he tell us that he loved us? He showed us. God loves you. God loves you. You hear it all the time. Hey, brother, can I ask you something? Can you show me in the Bible where it says that? Because it doesn't say it with any man's mouth. And it never fell from the lips of God. Love was always in a demonstration, period. Period. If you love, you show people that you love them. You know, I don't hear the veterans coming back saying, hey, America, we love you. We love you. The veterans love you, America. No, no, no. Everybody knew through their sacrifice how much they really did love us and how much they really do love us if they made it back. That's love. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. By deed and truth. By this, our hearts are assured before him. It's by what we do. Oh my goodness, how many arguments I've had with people, even in my own family. Love speaks through action. Deeds, not words. Deeds, not words. Going back to the justifying the deeds of the damned. This woman used to love going around, and she was very well known for singing, Jesus loves me. And she lived like the devil her whole adult life. And then during her eulogy, which I'm going to get to right after this break, I watched the footage of movie stars, and music stars going up to the church pulpit and telling of the good times they can remember with this woman. Well, using expletives and swearing and vulgarities in many cases. But I'm going to get to the preacher when I get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which forms the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, I just went on. I got a live feed coming up in front of me all day long. Donald Trump at this March for Lives promised that he'd veto any abortion legislation. And I took the time to text back and tell them he already passed a bill in 2018 fully funding Planned Parenthood. And I asked the question, when are you going to wake up, Americans? How long are you going to be caught up into the same game over and over again? Teaching your kids to do the same thing when they're older. If there's anything left for them by the time they get there, right? To adulthood? To adulthood? We're talking about justifying the deeds of the damned. And I'm showing you the digression, the progression, and the digression of one that was very talented, that grew up in the church. And we're over to her eulogy. And I was just highlighting the fact that this woman's funeral during her eulogy, of how I watched the footage of movie stars and music stars going up to the church pulpit and telling of the good times that they can remember with this woman. This woman swearing up and down. I mean, not over the top, but enough to say, boy, dude, do you have enough common sense to know that you're in the house of God? Proverbs 10:11, Matthew 12:34, Ephesians 4:25, and James 1:26. They were talking about how this woman is now in heaven where the Lord is wholeheartedly and approvingly accepting of her, though she never repented of her sins, Acts 20, verse 21. They believe that she is now smiling and that she is happier than ever before as she, from up there, said this one individual, looks down at the rest of us, suggesting that she is now in a better place. She died of a cocaine overdose, by the way. That's what we're told. I mean, maybe these people should actually take the time and read the Bible. I mean, how many times a year in this country do we hear similar stories? Because we know it's not just the rich and famous that we hear these unscriptural eulogies at. For the time will come when they shall not or will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That's right. That's right. I mean, folks, what people need to understand is when the preacher gets up there, guess what he does? Starts ushering them into heaven. I want to tell you something, friends. False teachers are God's judgment on the people who don't want God, but in the name of religion, plan on getting everything their little carnal hearts desire. That's why false teachers are raised up and are put on the scene. Those people who sit under false teachers are not the victims. Nope. False teachers are the judgments of God upon them because they want exactly what the false teacher wants. And it's not God nor his son, Jesus Christ. They just want the benefits from a God that they have, in fact, created in their own minds. That looks just like them. That acts just like them. And I want to tell you something, folks. That's the furthest thing from the biblical truth. Second commandment, Exodus 20, verse 3, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor are you to bow down yourself to serve them. Read 4 and 5 as well, Exodus 20. Folks, you can line up false teachers from the one end of America to the other. They are merely teachers of their own makings as well as the people's, and all of this in accordance to their own desires, Exodus 32, verse 4. So you get a people-pleasing false teacher in there to tell the people what they can have, what they can do, to live without the fear of the Lord and departing from evil, Proverbs 16:6, all in the name of a counterfeit Jesus and the name of a counterfeit gospel, Galatians 1:6-9. And when it's all over, these emulators of the devil, while at the same time praising Jesus with their lips, Matthew 5:6, are at the end of their days preached straight into heaven by other false preachers. I've seen it over and over again. A man does drugs and robs a store. In the process, he gets killed. During his funeral, because the pastor or priest that had baptized him when he was young, somehow or another, ends up in heaven because, after all, he did his best. Then there's the man that is such a drunk and beats his wife and doesn't provide for his children. He's now somehow ushered into heaven on the day of his death as well. 1 Timothy 5:8. America, what are you listening to? Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, sex before marriage, idolaters, created a god to suit your sin, adulterers, friends. Know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God, James 4:4, nor the effeminates, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, revilers, extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Whoa! This isn't the church of Jesus Christ. This is the church of Satan. The Bible says, he that committeth sin, 1 John 3:4, is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:18. And we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, because he's empowered by grace, because he repented first and foremost. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. Whoa! I mean, just think about this. Well, you know, we're not perfect, we're just forgiven. You know, we can't help ourselves, really. But you can make the choice to do the wrong thing in transgressing God's law, but you can't make the right choice in doing something that honors God? I mean, think about that, dude. Where's that dispensation coming from? Again, however, we hear from the pulpits across America, in spite of Scripture, their distorted version of preaching at funerals filled with people that have hardly ever been in churches, from drug addicts, drunks, adulterers, fornicators, the self-righteous, and everything you can imagine. They're all there in the church to honor their dead friend and that pastor. 1 Corinthians 12:28 gets up and says, I praise God, I know even when he doesn't. This young man, he sold a lot, friends, he sold a lot of wild oats when he was just a young man, and I was the one that led him to pray and receive Jesus as his Lord, man. Did you guys all see that? It was me. Though he never took heed, 1 John 2:4, 1 John 5:12. He prattles on, I'm here to tell you that he's in heaven today, though he cannot scripturally give you that assurance. And all those lost sinners that attended went straight out of that church and into the streets, justified in their sin because of the hirelings' preaching. Folks, they're pathetic. Read John 10:12. They're hirelings. I can hear someone say, that's mean-spirited. Is it mean-spirited to preach what Jesus commanded us to preach? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. I mean, folks, if I have the remedy for a man or a woman that is dying from disease and withhold the means whereby they may be healed, is that mean-spirited to show them first their disease and second the one that can heal them? I mean, whoa! Sounds like scripture to me, Mark 2:17. They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick, Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. See, the problem with today, people today is that they don't believe that they need the great physician because they don't believe that they have the disease of sin. And for the most part, it's because the preachers of the day don't know the gospel, Hosea 4:6. See, we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews a stumbling block. Why? Because of their pride. And unto the Greeks, foolishness. Why? Because they didn't believe that they needed a Savior from sin, Matthew 1:21. You know, Charles Spurgeon said, seek that gospel which rips up, tears, wounds, hacks, and even kills, for that is the gospel that makes alive again. Why? Because it drives men to Christ where they might be saved. See, most church overseers today don't preach the full counsel of God, law of grace, because of their cowardice to offend men, not realizing that sinners are an offense to God. Psalm 7:11. Congregants today in the country are gospel ignorant because most of the preachers, those that call themselves preachers, in this country are gospel ignorant. See, salvation is not merely the change of practice, it is the fruit thereof. It's not turning over a new leaf. It's not a New Year's resolution. It's not the strong conviction to want to be a different person. None of that is salvation. Salvation is a supernatural work of God whereby someone really does become a new creature in Christ. John 3:3. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And in conclusion, the Bible says that we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:5. It also says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. It doesn't tell us to tag our sleeves to those who have been taught to know better than we do. That's, folks, that's how slaves are made. We as individuals need to begin to dig in for ourselves so that we know whether we are of the Lord and His Spirit or not. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Proverbs 14:12. Now, I started out with Anton LaVey. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Well, to some, this may be a game to be played, but what one needs to take note of is not so much the years that Anton LaVey took in mocking God or teaching others to do what they wanted to do in spite of the Lord's thou shalt not. Take note of how LaVey played loosely with his own eternity and how he responded when the time came that he had to leave this world because he renounced all of it on his deathbed, calling for a preacher.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.